This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
We brought you home to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, we being Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, in for an hour of conversation about what's going on in the world of news talk radio. The chart from Talkers Magazine for the week is September 24th to the 28th. Last full week of September 2018. The time is flying. We have lots of things. Seems like only a few moments ago, Michael, we were here talking about the issues from last week, some of which are repeated and some of which are new. So would you do the honor of going through the top 10 stories from your research and the top 10 list of the people being discussed on these news talk radio stations, an important part of the conversation of issues here in America?
Not much happened this week.
No, nothing serious.
Not much happened this
week. Let's go on. Let's talk about ice cream then.
Ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Okay, number 10. National Football League action and Major League Baseball playoff push. Number 9, the Fed hikes interest rates. Number 8, the U.S.-China trade war and Iran threats. Number 7, Bill Cosby was sentenced to prison. The midterm elections at number 6, the status of Rod Rosenstein at number 5. At number 4, the accusation that China has interfered with our elections. At number 3, President Donald J. Trump at the United Nations. And, of course, at number 2, the Trump-Russia investigation. And number 1, and not only a major number 1, a historic number 1, a number 1 that is up there with, I'd say, the top 10 events that I recall witnessing.
Really?
In my lifetime. Yeah. I considered,
wow.
I considered Thursday's hearings of Kavanaugh and Ford to be monumentally historic from a standpoint of contemporary history, culture, politics, gender relations, and sociology.
Expand on that, will you please?
We'll get into it. Let's save
right,
that.
Do the list of the people.
Let's finish the list. Otherwise, we're going to be off to the races, and we won't have an idea who the horses
we're
are.
We're already off to the races.
Yeah. Number 10, Clay Matthews, little football stuff. Xi Jinping at number 9. At number 8, Hassan Rouhani. At number 7, Bill Cosby. At number 6, Ted Cruz and Beto O'Rourke. Interesting character, Beto O'Rourke. At number 5, Rod Rosenstein. Number 4, Deborah Ramirez and Mark Judge. Number 3, Chuck Grassley and Dianne Feinstein. Number 2, Brett Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford. And there could be 20 other names in those number 4 to number 2 because the number 1 story was so huge. And number 1 is Donald Trump. And I think he just barely made it. I think Brett Kavanaugh actually was equal to Donald Trump, if not greater, in terms of conversation on the radio. I think that the hearings yesterday, one from a standpoint of ratings and eyeballs and eardrums, captured the nation. It was intensely gripping, compelling, engaging, and emotional. It was unfortunately continuing on that line of divisiveness. The polarity is greater than ever. The divide still exists. And I do think it was a watershed moment in terms of just consciousness raising about all the movements involved. If you hate the press, it made it more intense. If you hate politics, it made it more intense. If you don't, if you're a Me Tooer, it made it more intense. You don't think so?
Well, it's not that I don't think so. This is not about you and me agreeing or disagreeing. It's about how we view things. I view the world in a different way sometimes than you and many other people. I've taken a spiritual approach to this because I think that the world that we live in is not the world I grew up in, and I'm not sure that it's a healthy world. The world, not only in America, but all around the world. We're not working toward the greater good. We're working toward individual episodic adventures of me-too-ism and me-one-up-ism and things that don't bode well for understanding that the future is always built on the past. And we're not learning from past. What did we learn?
Wait a second. What does that have to do with the importance and impact of Thursday's hearings?
Well, I don't see that it's that earth-shaking, frankly. Here's a guy who may have been compromised and a woman who had been taken advantage of. And the story continues. There are hundreds, if not thousands, if not millions of these stories. And the only reason that this one, the outrage here, is that those things exist and continue to exist and are perpetrated or are accepted by judges who let guys who rape girls in college get away with it. I mean, there's a whole subset of conversation here, Michael, about the realities that have been put forth here and the whole sickness of our society. We haven't apparently learned much, or maybe we have. Maybe the Me Too movement has put this, maybe that's why this got as much attention as it did because of the Me Too movement. But the political, the circus, the dishonesty of Dianne Feinstein and Cory Booker and whoever else it is on the other side that have made this the fiasco that it is, in my opinion, these people, Brett Kavanaugh or whoever it is that's on the Supreme Court, should stay below the radar. There should be somebody who's so clean, so pristine, so non-political that they go, there's a rubber stamp. Okay, this guy gets in, next. Because this guy, if he does get in, will never have really any credibility. Clarence Thomas hasn't done anything that's outstanding since been
okay. So what 91. what you're saying is that if you were Donald Trump or you were advising
this
him,
guy would never have gotten
time,
this far.
It's time for this guy to go.
Yep.
Simply because he's a distraction.
Yep.
Okay. It's like that's like in sports. The guy they say, why'd you get rid of this guy? You know, he's a good player. Well, because he's a distraction in the locker room. He creates disharmony. We can't deal with that.
Right. All right.
But without beating a dead horse here. You and I were saying two different things. You're evaluating the importance of this from a standpoint of the issues, and I'm saying this was a major deal in terms of its impact on public consciousness and its attention and how it gripped
attention
the nation.
To what?
The attention that it's getting from people involved in many different aspects of the schools of thought and the issues crashing together on Thursday.
Are they really, or are they just piling on because it seems like it's like the
Super Bowl. Your eyes are closed. I think that the Me Too movement is a major emotional issue.
This is not about Me Too, and this is not from my point of view about the Me Too movement. This is about the people who are tone deaf in Washington who don't
get this
story.
But that we're talking about two different things. You're just saying that, you know, your cynicism is so great.
I hope I'm not saying it like that, but go ahead.
But that's the attitude it's conveying. I'm painting with sounds so as not to have to flood you with words. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is that we've got some major emotional powerful issues that all came crashing together on national television and radio.
Yeah, we are talking about two different things. I'm not disputing that at all. I think you're 100% correct.
Okay.
100% right on that one.
Okay, well, that's what I was saying. And you're sort of saying, it's no big deal.
No, I'm saying that we have gotten to a place that is so bankrupt and so corrupt and so distressing that we can't. This is indicative of where we are as a country. Nobody agrees on anything, and so we get stuck and get a guy like Kavanaugh, who even if he gets on the Supreme Court, is going to he's tainted, he's tarnished, he's not. Even if he was a good judge,
that's right. It shouldn't be about him anymore.
No, it should never have been about him.
Right,
and
right. As soon as his issue derailed, and there's a reasonable doubt that maybe he is a liar, maybe he was a drunk, maybe he was
whatever.
Right, maybe he is out. It's too important a job for it to become about him and her.
So that's why I said what I did. I hope I may not have made it that clear. You did
a nice
job of summarizing it.
Yeah, I just want to point out that people will be talking about those hearings for years to come, in my opinion.
Yes, I agree with you.
You know, it's possible.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
Okay,
I'm just saying it sucks that we're here and we're doing this to ourselves and to our country. That's what I'm saying. We need to clean up our act. We need to treat women with respect. We need to stop all of this stuff that's going on in our country that is so distracting and distressful. It just is. I'm a Pollyanna. I'm Mr. Rogers. I want everything to be fine and dandy, everybody to be happy, and I know that isn't what goes on, but that's what I wish.
Well, did you catch any of it?
I saw Lindsey Graham say exactly what I was thinking. If I were there, you bunch of boobs, I'm not here for this. That's what he said, and I agreed with him 100%. I looked at the pain on Ms. Ford's face. I wouldn't want to be in that position. And then as Kavanaugh started to cry and his wife put her head down when he was talking about their daughter, who the hell wants to be in that position in front of tens of millions of people getting your laundry washed?
But you got to admit, it sure was interesting.
That's compelling stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I watched most of it on TV. I had to do a radio show on a West Coast radio station between 5 and 7 p.m. on Thursday. Mm. So I watched it all day so that I was prepared. Unfortunately, it was still going on. Lindsey Graham spoke about 20 minutes to 5 p.m. Eastern time. So I caught that, and then I had to turn it off. And I went off to the races, and I did a hell of a radio show because it was a hell of a topic on Thursday. But the point I'm making is I watched it. I put all my business aside, and that's hard for me to do because I'm a publisher of a very high-trafficked, you know, magazine. A lot of stuff goes on all day long. I'm constantly on the phone and on the computer. I put everything aside, and I watched the damn thing on television, and I had to run out on an errand. I put it on the radio. I have never in years been so attached to that tube. I've seen some great soap operas and some great mini dramas and, you know, mini series and all that. There's some good TV. I haven't seen anything like this. I can't remember. It was it was that powerful. It was
powerful stuff. That's for sure. We continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen with a word for those of you who want to change your life. I don't mean in a spiritual sense. I guess I'm more focused here on your body and your well-being. If you're eating foods that are not good, and you know the food that's good for you versus the food that isn't good for you. So if you're eating things that are processed, that have a lot of sugar in them, pesticides, herbicides, all the processing that goes on, not only does that deplete the nutritional value, it just fills you up with gluck. And the gluck needs to be cleaned out. That's why you need, and you probably, once I give you the story here, will want to run right to your computer, go to getthetea.com and order Life Change Tea, which is a blend that will get rid of the toxins, the molds, the parasites, the bacteria. They have a lot of evidence, a lot of proof that this tea works very well. Go to their website, getthetea.com, and look at Life Change Tea, some of the other things that they have that will help your system work the way it's supposed to. You have, if you're eating the way I've described, an unhealthy colon. Your gut's a mess. And all of the problems that our bodies have develop in the gut. The inflammation that's created by having things in your body that you ought not to have there. The benefits of Life Change Tea are really, there's a myriad of reasons to cleanse your body. Go to the website, getthetea.com, please, getthetea.com. Order Life Change Tea and power wash your innards. That's how, and you'll feel so much better every day, a cup of Life Change Tea. Get it at getthetea.com. Use the DJV code and you'll get it shipped free.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. You can go to talkers.com, find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. You can find this list of the stories published every week at the weekend. The charts for the week of September 24th to the 28th now in our focus. We're talking about the Kavanaugh Ford hearings, which have out in the heavy lifting, gets to be number one. Michael and I talking about our take on it with a focus on what's on the air and a focus on our own personalities and the judgments that come with them. And so it's, you know, it does dwarf everything else. There are a lot of other things that went on this week. I would imagine if you were doing any other talk radio programs that you focused in the U.N., the chuckle and the people who don't like Trump said, oh, look at, they're laughing at him. And were they really? I didn't see it that way, and I'm not a Trump supporter necessarily.
I think they were laughing at him.
You think they were?
Oh, yeah, clearly. I think. But just you just touched on something that's important. Had there been no Kavanaugh or Ford hearings, yeah. I think that Trump at the U.N. The Cosby story... Yeah. Would be huge. The Cosby story is amazingly important historically, socially.
All right, so give us your take on that.
Well, I mean, he has to go to prison. He has to go to prison.
He's in prison, isn't he?
Yeah. What I'm saying is, people are saying, should he have gone? Should not? Could they give him a... No, they have to do something. Otherwise, it would send a very bad message in terms of justice because of the nature of the times and the Me Too movement, which, by the way, I take the Me Too movement very seriously on two levels. One, I think it's about time. It signals a change in our culture. And two, I think it's a dangerous movement. It's a double-edged sword. I think it's a necessary movement, and I think it's also a dangerous movement because it leads to, you know, being tried and sentenced in the court of public opinion.
Lynchings. Yeah. That's what it's a public lynching of people who maybe aren't guilty.
But that being said, I think there are many, 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 many people who are guilty.
Oh yeah,
and,
of course.
And I think I think it's a very big issue. And yeah. I think so, but I think the sight and the thought of Bill Cosby as we envision him, he's never, you know, drugged me or raped me. So we see him a certain way. It's psychologically disturbing as hell, but it had to happen. If I were the judge, I would have given him prison very reluctantly. It was a powerful, powerful piece of news this past week, and there's a lot to it. Trump at the UN, fascinating. We get back to whether they laughed at him or laughed with him.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the China election interference, the Rod Rosenstein thing, the China-U.S. trade war. I mean, these are all huge stories that were, you know, in the shadow of the Kavanaugh Ford hearings, which I would say is very important. You know, a case could be made, and I think we're way past that point, that the circus that was on display on Thursday in Washington is actually a healthy thing. It shows the robust nature of our democracy and, you know, freedom of speech and the passion and all that. But personally, I think it's way over the top and quite corrosive to our democracy.
Well,
so that's the status of it, of all the stuff out there.
So when we come back, I'm going to tell you what I think the number one story of the week was. And it wasn't Kavanaugh, and it wasn't Trump at the UN, and it wasn't Bill Cosby. There's another item in that top ten that has, because of what you said a few minutes ago, received very short shrift, very little attention, and yet it is probably far more important to all of us in a collective sense than anything else that went on this week. Plus, Geraldo Rivera. Remember Geraldo Rivera? Let's find out what he's up to. Obviously, it's something to do with talk, because we wouldn't be talking about it here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show if it didn't. We continue. It's 28 past the hour.
Now at Staples, get bold color copies that will have people talking and get 20% back in rewards. Get your business's message across loud and clear and get 20% back in rewards. Print leave-behinds that will make you top of mind and get 20% back in rewards. Now at Staples, get 20% back in rewards on your color printing. From banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money at Staples.
In-store only. Ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
My lawn's been worn out by summer, not to mention by my kids.
This year, use Scott's in the fall. Just one more feeding gives your grass the nourishment it needs to recover from the wear and tear of summer, while also building resilient roots to help prevent a weak, thin lawn next spring.
This fall, my kids and my grass are back out to play.
This is a Scott's Yard. Now's the time to feed your lawn. Pick up a bag of Scott's Winter Guard today.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJB code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJB to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Within the hour, the Senate Judiciary Committee is scheduled to vote on the Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. This follows yesterday's closely watched Senate hearing, during which time Dr. Christine Blasey Ford testified that the Supreme Court nominee sexually assaulted her when they were teenagers. Kavanaugh fiercely denied the accusations. The search for a missing boy coming to a tragic end in North Carolina.
Our community's heartbroken. Our searchers our investigators. This is not the end that we had hoped for.
That's the police chief in Gastonia, North Carolina, after a body believed to be that of 6-year-old Maddox Rich is found in a creek near the park where he disappeared while playing with his father last week. Maddox was nonverbal, autistic, and got lost after running ahead of his dad. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire. When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Talkers Magazine is the focus here. Overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. That is our job. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. So he's here. He goes through the stories with us every week. And the people on the list, there are a lot of things going on in our country. I said I would just, in a teasing way, tell you what I thought the number one story. Not number one. That's not a fair...
What you think is the most important story, as opposed
me,
to...
This is what affects me.
I'm glad you say that, because this is not based on importance. It's based on the amount of conversation.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. And it's not about me. It's about the survey of hundreds of radio stations around the country.
Right.
But just in terms of juxtaposition for the way that my life works...
So this is Doug's deposition.
This is Doug's feelings about an issue that you point out is important this week. Number nine on the story list was the Fed hiking interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, it was interesting how Trump, the last time the rates went up, kind of did his usual throw it against the wall and see what sticks to see if he can interfere with the possibility. When you look back at the record, since World War II, every time these rates have been hiked, they always go one or two steps too far so that it slows down housing. It slows down the automobile industry. It slows down pretty much every industry. Layoffs occur. The unemployment rate goes up. Our realities of what we can do purchasing-wise, our purchasing power goes into the bucket, and it literally ruins lives. So and why it is that we can't look back, one of the things that you were saying about the Kavanaugh thing, looking back in terms of historical perspective, it will have a major impact on us and what we feel about ourselves as Americans. The interest rate hikes also have the potential to do the same thing. It happened in 2008. It happened in 2002. It happens about every 6 to 8 years. And it just is the same thing. We do the same thing. What's the old expression? How silly is it that you think repeating the same thing over and over again is going to have a different consequence?
Well, maybe if they don't hike the rates, though, it could heat up the economy and create bubbles and bursts and inflation.
Inflation is created by interest rates going up. So inflation doesn't
happen. Inflation can happen from interest rates going down.
Well, I think that the chance of that happening is less, isn't it?
Look, first of all, I'm not an economist, nor are you, and nor is anybody. Nor is anybody. If economists really knew what they were talking about, they wouldn't be telling you why it happened yesterday. They would tell you what's going to happen tomorrow. Usually the people that tell you what are happening tomorrow are con men who are
selling trying to sell you a book.
Fear. The economy is even more complicated than meteorology. We're better at predicting the weather than we are at predicting the economy. But interest rates are funny. First of all, I agree with you. That's the story of the week in terms of something that'll stick and be important next week and the week after. What the Fed does with interest rates is extremely important to our economy and to our individual lives. And there's no question when interest rates go up, money is harder to get. Money is harder to get, housing slows down, business startups slow down, business expansion slows down because people can't get their hands on money. But when money is easy to get, the cost of houses goes up, the cost of buying a business, the cost of commodities goes up, and prices go up. So this is a very delicate balance that the Fed has to walk, and it often does it incompetently or with political motivation. But just throwing that out there. One good thing about interest rates going up, if I may say, is anybody out there who's old-fashioned and believes in a penny saved is a penny earned, and they have a bank account, you're going to get a better return on what have been pitifully
awful
low interest rates on safe investments.
Well, the conservative among us, and when it comes to really understanding what the word conservative means to save. And it's either saving money or protecting money, that sort of thing. And when you get right down to the brass tacks here, people who are very concerned, you might be able to find a 5-point or a 6-point, maybe even an 8-point investment that is pretty secure. Not easily done, but certainly it wouldn't be the same as look at some of these stock investments. And that's why you need to balance things out a little bit, is if you have a 401k or some kind of portfolio. Right now, the fastest growing stock category is marijuana. If you look at the gains that have been made in some of those stocks, there's a Canadian company that went public in July. The stock is worth 700 times more now than it was when it went on the street at $17 in July.
Mm. The problem with marijuana is it's such a murky industry that it's ripe with opportunities to lose your shirts, with con men and
because
scams.
Of the money that's in it. There are a lot of people that are in it. You're right. They're con men. Mm-hmm. There are crooks. There are, you know, all kinds of people looking to make a quick score. But there also are legitimate sides to it.
And
you know, any other business, I guess. We've seen people in the radio business make a lot of money on the stock that they've had.
Well, the radio industry is in the trouble it's in today in terms of most of the major corporations either going into being in or just crawling out of bankruptcy is because money was easy to get, low interest rates. Wall Street and the banks loved radio and would throw money at anybody that would buy a bunch of radio stations. And they bought, and the prices went up, as I said before.
It actually started with a government, the government involvement in the 1996 Telecommunications Act, which was rammed through by Congressman Markey of Massachusetts, was then the chairman of the subcommittee that oversaw telecommunications. And what it did was allow any company to buy as many radio stations as they wanted, and thus the setup at that moment was for the demise. It had to happen.
Okay. I want to ask our listeners a question, and I don't want it to be calling or anything. This is just for you to ruminate on as you're listening to this conversation. We just spent the last 5 minutes talking about interest rates, bank accounts, cost of businesses, housing, and inflation.
Yes.
Before that, we talked about sex, he said, she said, the political divide, anger, hatred, and Trump. Which did you find more interesting?
Oh, the Trump stuff. Oh, and the Kavanaugh, of course, is juicier. That's it. You know, and that gets down to the heart of rock and roll here.
Why I asked the question.
The heart of rock and roll is we're not here to predicate or to tell you what to think. We're telling you what we think. You think what you want to think. This is just an indicator, and more people thought about Kavanaugh and Ford, and more people thought about that whole scenario than anything else. Michael's right about that. It became the national obsession.
Right, right.
It's like a soap opera.
But all the while, as you pointed out, people's bank accounts are changing this week.
Yeah.
Hello.
And it's like, whoa, who cares?
Was she telling the truth?
Right. Do you think she was attractive? Was she cute? Good-looking? Was she a good-looking woman? All that stuff. Let's spend a minute on Geraldo Rivera as we talk on this program about not only the issues, but the people who are performing on the great news talk radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly in Cleveland, WTAM is
big
the
station.
Big station. Yeah. And Geraldo apparently is living in Cleveland now, so he decided he wanted to. I mean, he's still doing all that stuff on Fox, right?
I applaud him. Yes, I applaud Geraldo for taking a show. Geraldo, for folks wondering, what's this? Geraldo Rivera has taken on a show in Cleveland. He's doing Geraldo in Cleveland. It's a 1 hour
radio
day show.
Talk show. Yeah,
a talk show.
Yeah.
And you know, when you think about it, he's a national icon. He's a legendary figure. He's a national star. Whether you like him or not is irrelevant. He's a big star. He's a big player.
He's
going to do a show on a local radio station. I applaud that. First of all, if you're going to live in Cleveland, that ain't chopped liver. You know, it ain't chopped liver.
Not
local radio on that station, that you become a player there.
Yeah, right.
So I applaud
good stuff
it. I
on
think,
that station.
Yeah, I think
guy
it's
in the
good.
Afternoon named Mike Trevisano.
Yeah,
I think he was a cab driver or something. I don't know. He came from labor. But he's very guttural, but man, does he have his fingers on the pulse. And he's very entertaining. Back to what were you asking earlier about? What was more interesting, the Kavanaugh thing or talking about my bank account?
Right.
And so the same is true. And Trevisano has a wonderful way of getting to the guttural side of things very quickly. He's one of those very interesting quirky. I don't know if you agree with me or not, Michael.
I think he's great. I don't live in Cleveland, so I don't listen to the station as a local, but I'm obviously aware of it because that's my job. And he's one of the great talk show hosts. And thank goodness that we have major talented people who are intrinsically connected to the communities in that thing we call local radio.
Yeah.
Right. We need more local talk radio. We need more local newspapers. Because if there aren't watchdogs out there taking a look at what's going on in the city council and the local governments.
Well, and, it's business. Not like you would think that would happen in Cleveland. In New York City and Los Angeles, where there are a lot of famous people doing television and radio, or television, movie, whatever it is, actors, you're not as surprised to hear one of them show up with a talk show on one of the big stations in those two cities. But in Cleveland, it's not exactly what you would expect. I think that's kind of...
Well, you don't expect Geraldo Rivera to be doing a show that's not syndicated.
Yeah, right. He did.
That's
one
what we're talking about.
On WABC for... I don't know, how many years was that show?
He was there for a while. It didn't work out, actually.
No, well...
He left WABC.
Yeah, I know he did. All right.
And it's a murky story as to how.
It does, right. Like so many other stories from the Naked City. All right, 46 past the hour. Let me help you get a good night's sleep. If you love the MyPillow that you have and you wondered, what else can I get from MyPillow? I'll tell you, a lot of great things there that they have. Anything that has anything to do with sleep, they are the best. And the prices are fabulous. Sheets, pillows, pillowcases. For example, the Giza Elegant pillows from MyPillow. You can now save $50 or more per pillow when you go to MyPillow.com and use the code DJV. Premium Plus pillows, save 55% on those. Look at what you really want. Study what's there. Then use the promo code DJV for whatever you want. You'll find fabulous bargains, fabulous opportunities for you to get a great night's rest. That's what you want. If you're constantly restless while you're in bed, fix the problem. Go to MyPillow.com, order their pillows made with 100% cotton. They're machine washable and dryable. They'll conform to your every need in bed. Made in the USA, 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like them, you send them back, get your money back. Wow. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Get those pillows.
During Blood Cancer Awareness Month every September, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the world's largest nonprofit dedicated to fighting blood cancer, educates and engages the public about the blood cancers, including leukemia, lymphoma, and myeloma, which are the third leading cause of cancer deaths among Americans. Dr. Gwen Nichols is the Society's Chief Medical Officer.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society has contributed to nearly every advance in blood cancer research and treatment, with our investment of more than $1.2 billion. With groundbreaking results in immunotherapy, genomics, and personalized medicine that are improving and saving lives of patients. While significant progress has been made, there is more work to be done. More than a third of blood cancer patients still do not survive 5 years after their diagnosis. And we'll keep fighting to create a world without blood cancers. Cancer may be a tough opponent, but we're tougher. Beating cancer is in our blood.
To learn more, volunteer, or donate, visit lls.org. That's lls.org.
All right, one of the other things that Michael does as the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine puts his experience to work every week, the Michael Harrison interview. You can find out what the context is at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. You have interviewed an important New York City morning radio personality. I think interesting to see where he comes from, Michael.
Michael Riedel is his name. He is a legendary critic of Broadway from the New York Post, formerly the New York Daily News, and he had a long-running show on public broadcasting on PBS called Theater Talk, and he does a morning show with Len Berman on WOR about news and talk and left and right. He's an Eisenhower conservative. Len Berman is a former sports talker who gets into politics from the left, and he's a brilliant guy, and it's one of my favorite podcasts. People could hear it if you like Broadway theater and you like politics. It all comes together, and it's at mhinterview.com.
Yep, MH. Right, Harrison, obviously, MH Interview. You can find it at talkers.com too, but you can go directly to it, directly to go at mhinterview.com. Yeah, I think there are a lot of people who are fascinated. Berman was a sports guy in Boston before he went to New York. And he had a great reputation here. He's very thoughtful. He's got a good mind, and it's good radio. And that's why we're here, all about good radio, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, at 10 before the hour.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
After the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, time for our weekly visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who comes in with legal expertise to talk about the legal impact of some of these stories on the countdown list. He's a law professor as well, leading expert on scams and identity theft. Just as an aside for a second, there have been a lot of people talking this week about these phone calls and the government getting in on fining some. I guess there were a couple of people that paid tens of millions of dollars in fines. And I think to myself, as we talk about the impracticality of it, is there that much? There are going to be these people come up with all these devious ways of extracting your money from you. There has to be a lot of money. These are $80 and $90 million fines against these.
Yeah, it is incredible how many scams can be done over the phone in particular and people falling for them. And that's why one of the best things you can do is just to get one of these services that will screen particularly the robocalls so that you don't even pick them up. And we have one, and it's so many calls we'll get a day that will just immediately get knocked off. So it's, you know, unfortunately punishing these guys. Once you catch one, or you stop a particular scam, they just start up again and sending them out through the computer.
Yeah. We get rid of one. Next.
Whack-a-mole.
Yeah.
Right. It is a black hole. All right. Speaking of black holes, a lot of attention most of the year was sucked out of the room by the Kavanaugh-Ford hearings. Who's right, who's wrong, legal and otherwise. There have been a lot of philosophical conversations about this. But when it comes down to the nitty-gritty, the law here, Kavanaugh is supposed to be a lawyer. He's supposed to uphold a lawyer. I saw somewhere the bar wants, the Bar Association wants a delay on the vote because they want the FBI to investigate the accusations against Kavanaugh before the vote takes place.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of, and I think that's legitimate. And, you know, the American Bar Association had endorsed Judge Kavanaugh, and he was very quick to proclaim that, you know, the American Bar Association is a tremendous organization and they should be, their opinion is important. So when they endorsed him, that was good, but he's been silent as far as investigation. And the thing here is they both testified well. And there is no rush, and there is no reason why we can't have an FBI investigation. They, you know, this was not looked into before. Give the people who do investigations a chance to do it. I am distressed how partisan the bickering has been over this. There's no reason they can't just do it right. Have the investigation. Based on that, they can the legislators can make their decision.
Well, one of the Democrats asked Kavanaugh whether he thought the FBI should come back in. Do you want the FBI? I think that's how it was phrased.
Yeah.
Do you
yeah.
want the FBI to come back in and investigate this further? I don't know. Did he ever come up with an answer, Kavanaugh?
No. As a matter of fact, quite specifically, and, you know, he's an intelligent judge, and he knew there was nothing he could say that would derail that wouldn't come out looking bad. He never answered the question. That I found telling. And I also find, you know, why if he, you know, proclaiming his innocence so much, invite the FBI to investigate and come back and say there's nothing. So I'm of a mind, I don't know why he doesn't want that investigation.
Yep. All right, other items, Rod Rosenstein. I don't even begin to understand what's going on. Trump doesn't seem to want to fire him. He's going to have a meeting with him. He talks to him on the phone. You're doing bad stuff. So what the hell's going on here?
Well, you know, you can never tell. You know, the president changes positions often. It comes down to if indeed New York Times story is accurate, then Rosenstein did consider the president unfit and wanted to invoke the 25th Amendment. Then sure, if I were the president, I think any president would want that person to be fired. But it's going to be a political problem if he does.
All right, Bill Cosby goes to jail. Expected, right move, right sentence? What do you think?
Yeah, he had to go to jail. No question about it. I don't think, you know, he's going to serve even the 3 years they're talking about, probably a year, but it was the right sentence.
Mm-hmm. And now the civil actions, will he lose all of his money? These people sue him and get $1,000,000, $2,000,000, $4,000,000, or $5,000,000, however much they can get out of him?
You know, they may get some money with the defamation, but some of the other suits, time has passed.
Yeah. All right. There it is. The legal overview of some of the things on the charts from Talkers Magazine, courtesy of lawyer Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the Countdown.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.